Well, it's Friday, so let's go on stage. Our look at what's happening on the boards across the country, marching band competitions, tango festivals, and today, Renaissance fairs.
As mayor, I welcome you to Revel Grove!
Huzzah!
Mermaids, ladies and gentlemen, live mermaids. Don't miss a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to witness a real live mermaid.
Mermaids? Yes. Some Renaissance fairs have gone beyond mead, as we'll hear. That's an announcer at the Mermaid Tank at the Tampa Bay Renaissance Festival in Tampa, Florida. Before that, a parade of soldiers guarding their queen at the Irwindale Renaissance Pleasure Fair in Irwindale, California. And we started with sound from the Maryland Renaissance Festival in Crownsville, Maryland. The Texas Renaissance Festival in Todd Mission, Texas, is going on right now. They bill themselves as the largest in the country. They're celebrating 40 years with a King Midas Masquerade Ball, themed villages, and costume contests. Kim Bryant is one of the judges. She's also an actress at the fair. She plays a fairy and other characters. And she joins us from KUHF in Houston. Hi there, Kim.
Hi there.
And so I watched a video. This seems much broader in theme, too, than some of the Renaissance fairs where everybody tries to stay in medieval mode. Describe what happens at the Texas Renaissance Fair.
We have 8 themed weekends, and they cover a broad expanse of the fantasy world. And so we have Fairy Weekend, we have German Oktoberfest, we have Barbarian Weekend, we have Halloween Weekend, we have Celtic Christmas Weekend. So we try to cover a little bit of everything for our audience.
Well, and there seems to be a little bit of everything on stage. Again, I watched this video. There are belly dancers, which, you know,
yes,
we did not remember him being, you know, at the round table with King Arthur. What are the parameters? What do you tell people, if anything, about, okay, here's what defines us?
Well, we really do try to ask people to be imaginative. And when it comes to costumes, to take some risks. And what I hear our phone operators telling people all the time is that this is the one place you can come and sort of live out a dream of who you might have been, what you daydreamed as a child, whether that was a superhero or a stormtrooper or a knight of the round table or a belly dancer.
What are some of the costumes people do wear?
Oh, my goodness. We had a beautiful – our costume winner this last weekend was a beautiful leather tooled, dyed Loki costume from the Thor mythology. It was absolutely exquisite. We had, in our first weekend of Oktoberfest, we had genuine German Lederhosen. All of our winners actually had come from Germany. They had actually had them shipped in or bought them on trips, so they were authentic. That's one of the things we do look for when we do look at historical costuming, is whether or not it's authentic and true to detail.
Yeah. And this weekend coming up, All Hallows Eve, what will make something special given how many different things somebody could wear on All Hallows Eve?
We look for things that haven't been done before. If we can find something that is unique or a different spin on something that is traditional, that really stands out. We had a girl this last weekend who had a fairy costume, but she had made it completely out of encyclopedia pages. And so, yes, and complete with a small dragon that perched on her shoulder, and it had a little tail that wound its way all the way to the bottom of the hem of her dress. And amongst all the different fairies that I looked at that day, I thought, that's the first time I have ever seen this. And she had crafted it by hand, painted it, every inch of it. Hmm. And she, you know, ended up being one of the winners in our contest. So we do look for a different spin. We look for whether it's handcrafted and has been well made. So your packaged costumes that you just buy off the rack in a plastic bag, probably usually not going to be on our radar.
Don't even think about it. That's Kim Bryant, a costume judge and actress at the Texas Renaissance Fair in Todd Mission, Texas. You're listening to Here and Now. Well, as we mentioned, of course, there are stage shows, and that's what makes it part of our segment. Again, in the video, I saw guys who looked like, I don't know, medieval mud wrestlers or something running around.
That's the mud show, the Sturdy Beggars. We love them. They are one of the longest-running acts at the Renaissance Festival. They've been there, I want to say, 35, 36 years, and they are an authentic type of Renaissance entertainment and one of our biggest shows and most popular shows.
And yes, I'm ugly!
They speak in the words of the time, and
we do
grab damsels and plant big muddy kisses on them.
Big muddy kisses.
But there's also fire whipping. Let's take a listen. A man in front of a crowd holding a whip on fire to snap something off of his head. Okay. It sounds like a wild time. Also, by the way, we're reading that the festival hosts weddings.
We do. We do have weddings. We have many, many beautiful weddings. Brides will come out sometimes in period wedding attire. One of the most beautiful ones I saw last year, the bride had lined her gown in Scottish tartan, and her groom had the same tartan on as a kilt. It was really lovely. So people that have loved the fair or met at the fair or perhaps spent a significant part of their dating time at the fair very often will want to come back and have their wedding there.
Well, and you might have one this weekend. That's Kim Bryant talking about the Texas Renaissance Festival. It's taking place right now in Todd Mission, Texas. For more, you can go to hearandnow.org. Kim, have a ball.
Thank you. I do.